It's difficult for many people in Milwaukee to buy a house, even if they have a stable job. Rising home prices are a big part of the problem as the community faces systemic housing challenges. WUWM is starting a six-month series called Seeking Solutions, Keys to Homeownership. Sam Woods reports on an answer for some prospective homebuyers, a community land trust.
Jeanette Torres was born in Milwaukee and raised around Mitchell Street on the city's south side.
I actually remember walking with my grandma up and down Mitchell Street when it was so beautiful and vibrant, and they would have festivals, and, you know, we would go and get materials that she needed because she did a lot of sewing at home and cooking. And
after moving back to Milwaukee from California, Torres wanted to buy a house in the neighborhood she grew up in. She took homeownership classes, saved money, and built credit. Then she was introduced to the Milwaukee Community Land Trust, and everything fell into place.
And they told us about a house that was available. It wasn't going to be ready right away, but there was potential there.
The house was a perfect fit for her family, in her desired neighborhood, and, crucially, it was affordable. In the land trust homeownership model, organizations like the Milwaukee Community Land Trust own the land, while the home buyer owns the house. And because the homeowner is just paying for the building, it's cheaper to buy. Executive Director of the Milwaukee Community Land Trust, Lamont Davis, says the organization has sold 9 homes since the trust was founded in 2017.
Most of our homes that have sold are somewhere between $60,000 and $90,000 of the 9 homes. So that's affordability, but we also need them to be durable, free from major repairs in the next 10 years.
Homeowners or family members need to be occupants, meaning houses cannot be converted to rental properties. If the buyer wants to sell in the future, they have to sell the home back to the land trust at a 1.25% appreciation per year. But Davis says there aren't many other restrictions.
We're not there as a landlord to say, hey, we didn't see you cut the grass, and we're not an HOA or any of those kind of things. Once you buy a home, it's your home.
So do community land trusts solve housing affordability? Not entirely. The Milwaukee Community Land Trust can only help so many people. As a nonprofit, it depends on partnerships with other organizations for funding and home loans, repairs, and classes for home buyers. The land trust also needs donations and public grants to cover the difference between buying a home at market rate and selling it at an affordable rate. Dr. Vince Wong of the University of Washington studies community land trusts nationwide. He notes housing affordability is a complex issue, and land trusts are just part of the solution.
A community land trust is not the silver bullet to address all community needs, but it's proven to be a useful and impactful model that can be considered in many communities.
But there's also growing evidence of success. The land trust model can be financially stable. Dominique Merriweather is the executive director of Proud Ground, a community land trust based in Portland, Oregon. It has put people in more than 600 homes since 1999.
Proud Ground hasn't lost a home to foreclosure ever.
And back in Milwaukee's Mitchell Street neighborhood, Jeanette Torres fights back tears, saying she's found stable ground from the land trust model.
Because they not only gave us keys, but they gave us hope and stability. And a future that we can build on with our children. If you're out there and you feel like you can't own, like, don't give up. It's not impossible.
For more information on community land trusts as a solution to housing affordability, visit WUWM.com. I'm Sam Woods, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Seeking Solutions, Keys to Homeownership, comes from presenting sponsor, Educators Credit Union. You can check out all our series coverage at WUWM.com/housing.